We're holding the Dalet Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Sheina Gavaya Asara Tvachim. The Mishnah said that if it's not tall, Yud Tvachim, then it's possible. So Gemara says, Menolan, how do you know anything about Yud Tvachim? Itma Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yechana, Rav Chaviva. Those four names. Masnu Bekula Seh Demayid, Masnu, and then Bekula Seh Demayid, Kolki Haizugi Chalufi. Any time in Seder Mayit, you say Reb Chanina, part of these, they would take out the Reb Yechanan and put in Reb Yainasin. It was Rav Reb Chanina and Reb Yechanan we had, and they would take out Reb Yechanan and put in Reb Yainasin. They said like this, so how do you know that you need Yud Tvachim? Oyoin Tisha, the Kapayas Tefach. The Oyoin was 9 Tvachim high, the Kapayas was another Tefach, so that's 10 Tvachim, Erikan Asar. And it says, and I added to Lecha Shom, Vidibati Itcha Me'ala Kapayas. The Baruch Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Kapayas. V'tanya, we lit in the Braisa, Reisi Yoyme, Ma'olam Layar Deshchina Lamata. The Shechina never went down to Aretz. V'le'olu Moshe V'le'yol Lamar. And Moshe and Aliyah never went up to Shemayim. Shenema Shemayim Shemayim Lashem. V'oz Nasan Levnei Adam. So the Shemayim is given to Hashem, it's never given to people. Oh, it's a Salam Ne'odam, and it's never to Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, so I see, so if the Ribbono Shel Olam came down to the Kapayas, so that means that's the lowest he went, and that was 10 Tvachim. So I see that 10 Tvachim is Rishus. So now, so that means, it's not so much a Din in Daifin, it's a Din in Rishus. Right, we're looking to Sukkah. We want to know, how do you know Sukkah, anything with 10 Tvachim? So we bring you a case of Aron, and we're telling you that the Baruch Shalom came Lamata. The Baruch Shalom doesn't come down to the Aretz. So the Baruch Shalom stays away from the Aretz. How much is that? 10 Tvachim. So what do you see from there?
Because the Baruch Shalom was on top of it.
Yeah. So what do you see from there? That the Baruch Shalom doesn't come down
all the way, 10 Tvachim.
So?
What does that mean?
So what do you see? I forget.
Yeah, no, you can't see the public.
No, again. No, we'd bring a raya that it has to be Yud Tvachim. Minimum Yud Tvachim. Why? Because you want the Baruch Shem in your Sukkah? No. No, you didn't care about the Shekhinah. You just see from there that there's already a Rishus Lamata Miyud.
Rashi's also
so after
that,
it's a
no shot. Right.
No, it almost sounds like a
circle
would be
possible
higher than 10 because Hashem
doesn't have a role. No, it's not doing Hashem. We're just bringing a raya that till Yud Tvachim is considered already a place.
Considered a place. How do I
know? How do I know? Because the Baruch Hashem stops before that. So that means till Yud is already considered something.
But what are we looking for? We're looking for a place that a person could live.
No, not to live.
I'm saying, but what I'm saying, we're saying.
We're just trying to say that we consider it another rishus. Oh, we'll get there. There's no shaykhs to now. There's no shaykhs to now. Here we're just saying that we see in a place that
no,
till Yud Tvachim is called a rishus.
We'll bring a right that it's a different rishus, but why Yud Tvachim?
That's what we see from there. We see the Baruch Shem starts by Yud.
I'm saying, but
and the Baruch Shem doesn't come the matam Yud, so obviously. Till Yud is considered already a place.
Yeah, but the Gemara is not barvoning why Yud. Meaning, is Yud enough for a person to go on? The Gemara is not handling that.
Nothing to do with you.
What I'm saying?
It's
nothing to do with
you. Nothing to do.
The Gemara shouldn't ask the Kasha because we already know that you need a Makam Royal Adira. It's so Akoth, it's not going on.
Yeah, but how do you know Yud? Maybe
Chav. Maybe 12. Yud.
No, it has to be Royal Adira.
So maybe it's 12.
The minimum Royal Adira.
Maybe 12.
You see, it's not called a good dealer. That's
right. We don't see that. That's
not what we see.
But that's
the
Ashram Apostle. That 10 is called a dealer.
What?
10 is called a Makam. That's all with Ashram. So, Zakti Gemara. No. Never left Shemayim. It's considered the ground. So, you see that. That 10 Tvachim is considered right, higher than 10 Tvachim. Right, the Baruch Hashem doesn't want to come. Right. Zot in Ma'ar v'layah, the Shechina l'mata. Is that true that the Shechina never came down here? V'achsiv ha'yeh Hashem al Har Sinai. The Baruch Hashem came down to Har Sinai. So it's Mashmi came on Har Sinai itself. So the Malam Malam Esar Tvachim. He never came down to Har Sinai. He stayed higher than 10 Tvach. But the Malam Vachsiv. Vahamdu Raglo Vayemahu Ala Azazim. Vayenshlem Vyachal Zregel went on Har Azazim. Look, the Malam Malam Esar Tvachim. It doesn't mean literally on Har Azazim. It means the Malam Esar Tvachim. The Malam Vayemahu Ala Maisha Vayal Lamar. Maisha Yah never went up to Shemai. Vachsiv. Maisha Allah Alaikim. So the Malam Matam Esar is talking about he never went. He always went lamata me'asar, never to the Baruch Shalom itself. V'achsiv v'yal al yo b'sar. No, of Shemayim.
If Shemayim comes down to 10 tefachim al aretz, right, then there's overlap.
No, when you, no, standing is he's on the aretz.
There's a lot of free space. From 10 tefachim.
Neutral territory.
It's neutral territory.
The Marsha was a lot taller than your Tfachim.
Yeah.
But the point was, the Marsha was
he never
on
went
the ground. No, the Marsha man, he didn't walk around bent over. It's what the Marsha means, like his feet on the ground.
Mashallah, no. He just didn't touch, he didn't go till 10 Tfachim of Shemayim. He didn't go.
How tall was your arm is how high? What do you mean?
Mashallah, like him. So we're saying, he went up, but he didn't go till Shemayim. He missed.
He was 10 amos high. It's a lot higher than your Tfachim. He was a lot higher.
I'm talking about he went up. He went up. But still, he didn't go to 10 Tfachim of the Shemayim. Wherever the Shemayim is, he stayed away 10 Tfachim. So the Gemara says, "Vayte v'chsev al Yoh b'sara Shemayim." Well, Yoh went up to the Shemayim. So Gemara, the matam me'asara, he went. Even though he went to Shemayim, but he didn't go to the Shemayim 10 Tvach. He missed 10 Tvach. Vachsev. Now it says. You're right. Well, just being psukim, I'm saying. Vachsev. Ma'achas pnei kisei. Pashas olav. Pashas olav aneni. And we say, Pashas olav anona. Va'om avtacha melamed shapir shakai. Mizif shchinasa v'anona. Olav. So what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu said the Baruch Shalom's name, Paj is Nitrikin, is Shapir Pirish Shakai Miziv Shchinasa. So that's what the word means. Anyways, so you see that Moshe Rabbeinu chapped onto the Kisei HaKavod. The Ma'ala Ma'ata Me'asa Mikal Mokar, in fact, Mikal Mokar Me'achas Pnei Kisei. When was this? When the Malachim, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to take the Torah. So Malachi Shah has told him, you don't, they were telling him, you don't deserve the Torah. So Baruch Hashem said, you hold on to the Kisei HaKavod and you'll be at the end, don't be afraid of that. Zok the Gemara, Ishtavuve Kisei, Zok the Gemara, Adasar V'nachik Bey. Zok the Gemara, it doesn't mean that, the Baruch Hashem lowered the Kisei HaKavod, and then he grabbed onto the Kisei HaKavod. But he didn't go. He didn't go to the Kisei HaKavod itself. The Baruch Hashem lowered the Kisei HaKavod 10 Tvachim, and he went up to it. Shtavu ve'shtavu like Kisei. The Baruch Hashem lowered the Kisei ad Asara till Asara v'nakut be, and then Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed onto the Kisei HaKavod. Zok the Gemara, Bishlam Aron Tisha Dechsev Asu Aron Atzishit Mamasayim V'chetzi Orkoi. An arm and a half, each arm is 6 tvachim. Another half is 3, so that's 9 tvachim. V'am v'chetzi yach, v'am v'chetzi kamasai. So I see the arm was 9 tvachim. Al kaparis tefach menole, how do you know the kaparis was a tefach to make a yud tvachim? The mother of Tanya Abchanino, kala kedem sh'asam maisha, nasna ba'entayim, midas arkan, midas rachvan, midas kaimasa. All the kedem that Maisha made, the Torah gives the amount, the measurement how large it was. Kaparis midas arkan midas rachvan nasna. The kaparis is the length and the width we know because it was on top of the arm, so it was an arm and a half. Midas kamasa lo nasna. How tall was it? We don't know. Tell madam v'pachashu b'kelim. Go learn out from the smallest of the kelim. Shenema v'sisa lo mizgeres tefach. Saviv ma'al alon tefach afkan tefach. The smallest keli was this mizgeres, and it says over there tefach.
Why is the Gemara learning out from the Zer on the orange? So the Mustam of the Kapiris filled in, at least filled in the Zer.
Yeah, okay, we're going to get the Gemara. So matter that was a Tefach. So therefore, the smallest Kelim we know is a Tefach. So therefore, we'll use this Kapiris as a Tefach. But the Rav Nelef Mikelim Gufaya, why don't you learn out from Kalim? And this is not a Kali. This guy is not a Kali. So the Gemara, the fasta meruba, like the fasta muad, the fasta. That means that the Kali is a lot larger than this Mizgeres. So when you grab onto something, grab on the least, because then you know for sure you're not a liar. If you're going to grab on more, you don't know, maybe it was smaller than that. Like this, you grab onto the least, to the lesser one, and then you'll know for sure you're doing okay.
What kind of svar is that? Maybe it's wrong.
But you're never wrong, because you'll take more.
Okay. Take less. If you take more, it's b'chal masayim.
No, if you're going to say that it's larger, maybe it was smaller, and you're a liar. If you say it was smaller, so it was at least this much.
I have to build the comparisonness. I'm not sure what to build.
Right, so if you're going to make it bigger, so it might be larger than the shear. You know?
Or smaller than the shear.
Smaller, so then you can add to it.
But I'm not. But they're not doing that. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that.
No, I understand. But when you... It's not that you're literally going to add. You're not a liar when you say it's a tefach. It might be more than a tefach, but you're not a liar.
Maybe the sukkah really is more than 10, but the minimum is for sure. Kavri, it's 10 and a half.
Kavri, it's 11. Right, but we... Yeah. So the Mavanei Tzitz, the Tanya Tzitz, Daimikim in Tashal Zav. Tzitz was similar to a metal plate. V'rachav beiz etzbayis, and it was only wide to etzbayis, and mukav ma'ayiz and la'ayiz, and it went from one ear to another. Because of Allah beiz shitin, it was two lines, Yud Ke Mamaila, Vikaidesh, Yud Mamaila, Vikaidesh Lamed Mamata. So you see, this is two fingers. This wasn't a tefach. So maybe we should say the kapar is only two fingers. Vamar Belezer Barabiyasi, and you Isa Barayimi, because of Allah, he went to the Rome, and he saw, because of Allah, Kaidesh Lashem Mashita Achas, not like we just said, there was two lines, it was only one line. So the man was bothered that maybe you should learn it from Tzitz. And it was only two fingers. How do you know kaparis was a tefach? So the Gemara, don and kli mikli, and don and kli mitachshit. We learn out the kli from a kli, and you don't learn from a tachshit, from a clothing of a person. So the Gemara,
one second, but that wasn't a kli either.
That was some type of kli. Was part of the art. So the Gemara, v'neilif
mizah. It was enough not of a kli that the Gemara said, v'neilif from kelim gufay, right? It was enough not
it's
a kli.
Like it's like a zeir.
It's part of something, but
some
it's more
sort
than
of
clothing. Right. The Rav Nelef Mizeh, Dama Ma Zeh Mashu, the Zeh was on the arm, his bech, right? So the Rav Don and Kli Mekli, Vein Don and Kli Mehechshe Kli. It's not a real Kli, it's just a Hechshe Kli, like you were saying. It's just a Hechshe to the Kli, it's a Kishat to the Kli. Zakti Ma Yachim Mizgeres Nami, Hechshe Kli. Mizgeres is also Hechshe Kli. So why am I learning that from the Mizgeres? So the mom is gaita lamata isa. The mizgeres was underneath the shulchan. It was underneath. That means either it could have been on top of the shulchan or it was underneath the shulchan holding. Right? There were four legs. There was a mizgeres. Either it could have been on underneath the platform, the table, or it could have been on top. So he's saying it was underneath. So it was a chelik in a kli.
It served
the purpose? So it served the purpose. It wasn't just a hechsha kli. Not just the niceness for the kli. Exactly. So the Mahanich Lamadam is Gaat Elamata Isa. This is Galat Mandam that says the Mizgeres was underneath. Elamadam is Gaat Elamayla Isa, Mayakalamayma. Hayakshakli. It's a Hayakshakli. So why are you learning out from it? Zagma Eladonin, Dovash and Nasna by Tayamida, and Dovash and Nasna by Tayamida. Hayakhichu Tzitz Vizesh, like Nasna by Tayamida. The Mizgeres, at least the Tayah said amount, a measurement. By the Tzitz and the Zeh, there was no measurement. So therefore, we're not learning out from there. No, so we're learning out of kapayit. It's something that has a measurement.
I'm saying, how come they were making it?
How what?
How come they didn't make it? They had
no condition. Oh, that's a good question. The Shanim are busy with that question. That's a very good question. That they should have learned that from there. So the tayat's question is that was just a hechsher and gansim. And they asked the other man,
what was the havamina then?
Yeah. Okay, we'll stop it.